chance, that's Pierre. V-E5-A-L, maybe? V-E3-I-F-C.
Morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
Hooray, it is Pierre. All the better for hearing you. How are things in Saskatoon?
Pretty good, pretty good. I went to put some gas in my car today, this morning, and doing some shopping, a little bit there and there. And this afternoon I'm going to make some back ribs on my barbecue later on this afternoon, so will be great. And not too much, I'm just relaxing and watching the sky. Look like I think we get some storm this afternoon, I'm not sure, but the sky looks like funny right now, so the wind is very calm, so when you see some cloud and a little bit dark cloud and no wind, uh-oh, something is coming. Back to you. VE3IFC, VE5AL.
Well, Pierre, it's really good to talk to you. And, oh, barbecue, back ribs, oh, are you trying to tease me or what? Oh, it's a two-hour time difference. But if I hurry, can I make it for supper? Go ahead.
Come on, I pick you up at the airport. No problem at all. So, no problem at all, Paul. So, I cut my grass yesterday. But I'm not supposed to, so my wife, she gave me a hard time because I'm not supposed to do it. So, oh well, I did. Too bad. And she said to me, what happened here? So, what are you talking about? I said, well, the grass is nice and clean and everything. Somebody cut it? Well, my neighbor did for me. Yeah, right. She didn't believe me. Hi. Back to you.
Well, I understand. But I'll tell you, telling a lie to your wife is always a mistake. You should never, ever, ever lie to your wife, Pierre. But you know, when you tell me you picked me up at the airport, and I know you mean it, too. I know you mean it. So, it brings a tear to my eye. You're such a wonderful brother. My gosh. But listen, do not lie to your wife, Pierre. That's not a good idea. Go ahead.
She knows me, and she knows I'm very stubborn. So, don't worry about it. No, she's okay. But anyway, yeah, so if you want to come over, you need to book some F-15 airplane. So you will be there in about an hour, that's for sure. Back to you.
Well, I know you're a good pilot, so if I ever get a chance to book my ticket, I'm going to call you first. And get your advice, because I know you know a lot more than I do about air travel and airplanes and all that, so I will call you for advice, Pierre. I know you know what you're talking about. Whatever you do very well. BE3IFC.
Well, excuse me. About 2 days ago, some private pilot just like me, and they went to Rose Town. That's about maybe 45 minutes from Saskatoon Airport. So, and he crashed, and he died. So, anyway, so that's what happened, and so the NTSB investigator is there already. RCMP police is over there already, and so they have. He had a, I don't know what kind of problem he had, but he crashed for some reason and he died. And he flew around over there and he tried to make some landing, but the thing, it was too late because he crashed right to the field, grain field from the farmer over there. So, no, it's gone, and the airplane, I saw the airplane this morning, and the airplane is gone. It totally smashed everywhere. You have no idea what kind of airplane is that. Unbelievable. I have no idea what happened. Maybe they have out of fuel or engine problem or electronic fail or something like that. I don't know, but it was pretty bad. Back to you.
That's a sad story. Oh my God, that's a sad story for sure. I think when they investigate, isn't the information public when they're done? When they're all finished the investigation and asking all the questions, don't they make all the results public so then you get to know? And then maybe people can learn, pilots can learn about what happened, so they'll be smarter. Is that true, Pierre? Do they make the results public of the investigation after it's done? Go ahead.
Depends, you know. NTSB investigator looked like a kind of a secret. And also they send the information to the RCMP police or whatever, provincial police or whatever, depend where you are. Different province is totally different, but anyway, in Saskatchewan it's only RCMP police and city police, but no, they don't want to tell it at any the news or CTV news or whatever what caused the problem, but that looked like a top secret between the police and the investigator with NTSB. So they never say well, you know what, he did this, he did that, and blah, blah, blah. No. You never get the right answer. Never. NTSB, he knows what they're doing. And when you crash like this, all cockpit or gauge or whatever, they're stuck in there. And they know exactly what happened about that, the altitude and your speed or whatever, and they check the engine. Check everything, if you have enough fuel or all the kind of stuff, you know. So maybe something wrong with the flap on the wings. So you check everywhere where is the problem. Back to you.
Well, that's a very sad story. But you know, you could hope that maybe if there was something wrong, everybody else could benefit if they knew, like, okay, it's a mechanical problem, so check your airplane for the flaps. the linkages and all that. And if it's fuel, then make sure make sure you check the fuel. If it's an engine problem, make sure. You'd think telling people what the reason would be a good idea, because then people would know, okay, that was a mistake, and we want to make sure that doesn't happen again. So unless it's criminal, unless there's some funny business there, then if there's an investigation, I understand that. But you think if it was mechanical failure, they'd want mechanics and pilots to know, be careful, look out for this or that. Anyway, you're right. They know what they're doing. They're the professionals for sure. But anyway, it's a sad story, Pierre. It could happen to anybody, I guess, anytime. I'm glad it never happened to you, Pierre. Yeah, I'm glad you're okay always. VE3 ISC.
Well, I got my license in 2011, so, but I never had a bad luck or a bad thing or whatever. But I know what I'm supposed to do, and I have a hard training, you know. So many times. The thing is, sometimes the private pilot, they don't fly for maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months or a year, and they want to go fly again. But they're not quite update for some reason. They never go to the airport and say, well, I'm going in the training area, and I have no co-pilot, I will be by myself. You need to set up all the stuff on your airplane by yourself, so you can't make any mistake at all. Not at all. Nothing. No mistake at all. Mistake, they're not very welcomed, I tell you. And they make sure you put your transporter on before you take off. If you don't that, the air ATC traffic controller, they tell you your transponder is not on. So they need, because if it is off, they can see you on the radar. That's why. So every time you go fly, make sure your transponder is on all the time. And now the traffic controller, they know exactly where you are.
Yeah, that's a serious occupation. It's serious. I don't know, call it a job, call it a hobby, whatever. It's a serious one. But yeah, well, you do stuff well anyway. You take it seriously anyway. So I'm sure you're a good pilot. You know, you're right. It's a serious thing. You gotta do it all right. Otherwise. Well, you know, otherwise it's people can die. So, oh dear, that's a sad story, Pierre. But yeah, but you're a good man, Pierre. You do it right. So, yeah, all that makes sense. Thank you for telling me that stuff. It helps understand. You know, it helps understand when you hear the news. Okay, well, it's sad, but yeah. It's better to understand something, isn't it? It's better to know, if you can, what's going on. So thank you for sharing that, Pierre. Go ahead.
Went to the school for a while, and for probably about 10 months, believe me or not. And, yeah. I remember my fly instructor. He told me one day, he says, the airplane not control you. You control the airplane. Just remember that. You know? So, when you go fly, that's totally, totally different world. Totally different life. If you drive your car on the highway or a street and you're going in the city or whatever, that's To me, that's nothing. Absolutely nothing. When you take off, make sure you don't have any family problem or stress or any kind of stuff like that. Your head needs to be totally 100% clean. No problem with your life, no problem, no stress.